Well, Marvin, how high a priority was it when you started out at the start of this year? This is your second term involved. Mm-hmm. Got caught in the semi-final last year.
Yeah. Oh, look, that's always the priority. Like, you know, and again, you know, the league was a bonus at the end of it all, and it was great that we had the panel this year to get through the league. Like, you know, and we've had something like 29 players in the panel all year, and we've kept on, you know, between keepers and players, like, and that did get us through the league. I think the panel was the important one to get through the league, because your county players maybe came back for two to three of the last game. So the cup really is those guys, it's their cup really, like, you know, and I've already said that to you early on the year after the Milford game. It was those guys' cup. But look, the championship is the focus. It was the focus since we started in management, and it still will be the focus until next Sunday, like, you know.
And obviously, you know, you had to play a lot of games during the summer without the county players. You had Oran away, you had Dara away, you had Neil away, you know, and you had a lot of players involved at other levels as well.
We did. We had that as well, yeah. But in fairness, look, the lads came back and the Mial Carlig in America as well all summer, like, you know. But sure, look, these lads all came back and they're very professional about what they do, like, you know. And the likes of Neil and Oran McNeillis and these boys, just when the county training was over, that was it, straight back into the club football, and that was it on the Thursday. I think they took the Tuesday off basically, and that was it.
And I suppose now when you look back on it as well, the fact that you had to use so many players, because these are the way it's standing to you now, because you've got great strength and depth.
We have, and again, like, as I keep saying to the lads on each Sunday, like, we're not afraid to use any one of the six subs. We're not, like, you know, they're all good quality players, and three or four of them have played at county level too. So, you know, you can't be afraid to bring these lads on, like, you know, and championship. Championship football, like, the way things have gone now, like, you know, especially guys that play out in the wings, like the wing backs and the wing forwards and things like that, they're getting up and down the park all day. So if you get 40-45 minutes out of these lads, you're doing well, like, you know. And the battery started to go a wee bit low after that, like, you know.
As we said, got off to a good start, you know, started to bare your teeth in the league, you know, started winning leagues. When did it dawn on you that things were really clicking into place with this team?
Well, I think after last year, you know, I think getting out of the group stages was massive in itself, like, you know. And that we turned the corner that day, like, you know. I think when we beat Glenswally down in Marygallen, I think we just got a wee bit of hope, like, and I said to Eamon McGee a couple of times, I said, there's no swagger at all in this team. I said, you know, we should be like the Dubs, I said, with all these county lads. And, you know, they didn't, and the confidence was really low. And I think it was from the year before they got beat out the park, basically, up in Glenties, like, you know. And I think there was something like 14 points, and I think everybody was at a bit of a low after that. Like, but
yeah, I think there was a feeling that they weren't even interested in winning the game.
Yeah, I did feel a bit like that day. And even I said to one of the guys that night and down in the training, and I just looking out the top window at the lads, and I says, even the demeanour of the lads in the park that night, you could just see that they were disinterested. They just felt beat. They looked beat before they actually went up. So, like, and I suppose I started saying to myself at that stage, then maybe it's time for somebody else to come in, like. And it did dawn on me after that I was saying to myself, like, maybe this is time for somebody else to come in. And I thought about it myself for a while, so maybe this is time for me, like. And I did go for it after that. But as I said, we got out of that. It was kind of a group of death as well. We had Kilcar away. I think we took Kilcar to something like 3 or 4 points up in Kilcar. We kind of felt like, you know, we're not that far away, because Kilcar were such a good team, and to run them that tight up there. So then we got, I think it was Glenswally, we got then in our draw, we beat our draw well in Marygallen. So that was the turning point, getting out of that group, you know. And then we got Unions, I remember, in the quarter final. So last year, really, we turned the corner more than this year, you know, that kind of way. I think the confidence came last year, like, you know, but it should be there, like, you know.
Yeah. And I suppose there's no need in reminding you that maybe your opponents on Sunday week knocked that a little bit of confidence back, because they beat you in the semi-final.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say it was a confidence knocker. I think it was a bit of naivety on behalf of myself personally, and even on the players, like, on the day, like, you know, that we just lacked the experience at the latter stages of championship football against the better teams, you know. That and again this year, like, you know, we're probably with so many 21s this year, it could be our downfall again. And I keep saying it, like, you know, the fact that Glendies have been there so many times, you know, and the average age of their players, it is worrying for us, like, that they're going to be able to see the game out a lot better than us on the day, you know.
And taking us to this year, obviously the game that you were in the group of death again, going to O'Donnell Park for the very first game, you know, that was a big test.
That was the test. That was the test. Like, you know, that that game in O'Donnell Park, and once we got over that one, I think you know the confidence got high again after that that game in O'Donnell Park, and I honestly think that's what kind of kicked off the year for us again. The fact that we won out there, like, you know, and I suppose when Glendies came to Marygallen, then I think we played fairly well on the day. Like, you know, we were kind of more clinical than they were on the attack, and again, you know, we can't look much into that game for that reason, because of the fact that they shot 15 wides on that day. You know, they were missing the Brick Malloy again and Ethan O'Donnell, which were two major players against Glenswilly there the last night. Like, you know, and we were probably full team, so we would have we have to just, you know, maybe ignore that game a wee bit and look at, you know, because of how strong they're going to be with those two players back the next day, you know.
And really, it's been a cruise since, really, hasn't it? You know, came to Dunlow and had a good win. Dunlow obviously struggling, and then Bundoran, you know. Shot the lights out in Ballybuffet, and again, a big win against McCool's last Sunday.
Yeah, but as I said earlier as well, like, you know, I think, look, it was just the nature of the game again, and the type of game that these guys came to play. Gidora, they came out to play football, basically, and when that happens, like, you're going to concede goals, and you're going to score on the other end, and it's a bit like that. But like the Barcelona thing, you know, whoever's going to score the most, basically, we're all out attack on the two ends, and that's how it was. Like, you know, and that's how you rack up these big scores. Like, but you know, we did concede on the other end too, which is worrying. Like, so you can't do stuff like that in the county final. Obviously, you've got to be a little bit more cautious. But it was the same for the McCool's game, you know.
Mm-hmm. And as we said, it's now Niamh Connell in the final, obviously, and you know the experience they have, and you know the style of game they have. Mm-hmm. They certainly make it a lot more difficult for you, given the way they have this trademark defence of theirs.
Yeah, and plus maybe four or five very good shooters as well, like, you know, that are capable of scoring from long distance. I went up to watch the Glendies Dunlow game there, you know, and sure, Kieran Thompson was putting balls over from 50 yards, like, you know, and you just can't mark that type of stuff, like, and the Bricks got, you know, cruising in there and scoring goals at his ease as well, and you know, a lot of other lads there, Brendan McDyer and guys like that there. So look, we have a lot of guys to pick up, you know, and I suppose they're probably thinking the same with our lads, but they have the proven forwards, like, at senior level, like, whereas we're kind of more proven at underage, like, you know. I know, again, we have the two McGees there, Cassidy, Oren McNeilis and Chris McFadden and the likes of that, like, you know, but again, apart from that, it's a pretty much a young team, you know.
Yeah. Tell me, how big a headache is it? How big a job, given the amount of talent you have at your disposal, to actually arrive at the starting 15 and who you're going to bring on and who you're going to play on a day?
Well, it is a bit of a problem, but look, at the same time, you know, the thing you suppose you look at more than anything is the balance of the team. Like, you know, and you might have a better player sitting on the bench, but the balance mightn't be as good. Like, you know, and it comes down to that a lot of times too. Like, you know, as I keep saying, there's three or four vying for that corner forward spot. Like, and Eamon Collum scored 1-5 the last.
It'll be hard to take it off.
You'll be hard to take it off him now. Like, you know, that kind of way, and you know. Look, everybody knows their roles, and I suppose it comes down to being a role in the end up. Like, as you come off as a sub, you need to know exactly. And I think, again, we lacked that last year. Maybe guys came on in the wrong positions, and, you know, when you're 6 points up, it's very naive of a team to let it go in a championship semi-final, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. I presume that lesson's well learned.
It's learned, but as I said, and I keep saying it, that we're still a very young side. Like, you know, you probably learn from that one, and we'll probably be discussing another mistake next year. You know, that kind of way.